And it's actually the opposite of even how women think this works. So how women think it works is that the future depends upon how she feels. Do you know, if I love him, then I'll want to marry him. We love each other, we should get married. It seems that the future depends on how a woman feels. Actually, how it works is how she feels depends upon the future. Let me make this very clear, okay? So the future is the room that a woman has to feel. If she's on a first date and he hasn't mentioned wanting to see her again or something they could do together soon, then all she has room for is she can kind of like him. That's as big as her feelings can get. She can kind of like him. If a second date has not been mentioned, if us seeing each other again has not been spoken by him, then the best she can do is kind of like him. If he says something like, the next time we get together, we should go to so-and-so restaurant. Well, now she's got a next time future. He wants to see me again. In her mind, she's going, he wants to see me again. Now she can like him more. If he mentions something further out, mentions a concert that's going to happen, say, well, let's see, we're in July, mentions a concert that's going to happen in September. Do you like the Grateful Dead? They're coming in September. She's like, he wants to do something with me in September. And then now she can really like him because he's planning on being with me in September. Wow. Then, right, ladies? Right? So the future gives how much we can feel. So then if he's like, you know, what do you like to do for Christmas? He's planning on being with me for the holidays. I think I'm falling in love. Because there's all this space. There's all this space for her to feel, and her feelings fill up the space. Now, if her feelings outdistance the future, because he like just keeps being great and wonderful in all these other ways, but he isn't putting posts out there in the future, if her feelings outdistance the future, her feelings are getting out here and the future's just right here, she either has to nail down a bigger future, which is will be her first attempt. So do you want to get married or not? She'll try to nail down a bigger future, or she'll have to pull back. She'll have to reel her feelings in, which is trying to like reel in a marlin with a fly fishing pole. Do you know, she'll be trying to reel her feelings in to where it's safe, which is however far out the future is. And she'll be in a battle with herself. And she won't be nice to be around. Right, ladies, you have, yes. This is how it works, right? One of the reasons that women want marriage is because marriage, that forever future, is what gives us the room to love passionately, to love unreservedly, to be devoted. That big of a future gives us freedom, freedom to love. The promise of a forever future gives us the freedom. That's the biggest amount of room you can get for your emotions. That gives us the freedom to love passionately. We can pour all of it into it now because there's that much room for it given by that future. I want you to be my wife. Will you marry me? Let's get old together. Okay, is this making sense? Okay, so that's one piece of the puzzle. This is one piece of the puzzle. Now you want to combine this with another piece of the puzzle and you put the things together and there's a disaster. The other piece of the puzzle is that when a man likes a woman, when he's what we call charmed and enchanted by her, okay, when he loves being with her, when he thinks she's delightful or wonderful, when he's sitting across from her at dinner, and this is just wonderful, he just feels great and he's just so happy to be here, and she's just wonderful,